Good evening. Welcome to They Don't Cut the Grass Here No More. They don't cut the grass. Why is this? Because of our story that you will hear tonight, of the strange duo of killers who used to cut the grass and then decided to cut other things instead. Why does such a thing happen in our society of today? The fact is that peoples who do wrong things grow other peoples who do wronger things. The filmmaker has decided to make not an example of
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
Yes, and unfortunately tonight, Amanda couldn't be here with us, but we're just going to keep going, and she'll be back next time, so no need to worry. No need to worry, she's fine.
She's here in spirit.
Yep, exactly. She's here in spirit. She's fine, though. You know, nothing wrong. Just needed this week off to, just take care of some family stuff, so...
And she unfortunately didn't have to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. For her. Well,
either fortunately for her or unfortunately.
It depends, dude. Like, because honestly, the way it started, I was thinking like fortunately for her, but then halfway through, I was like, kind of unfortunate actually. Now that I think about it, so. But yeah, so of course we were talking about They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore. Now you might be wondering to yourself, what the fuck is They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore? Never seen this movie.
Why are they cutting grass?
Yes. Is this a movie? What the hell is this? All right, so we don't usually do this, but we'll give you like a summary of what the movie is. Like basically this is what it says on like IMDb and like movie sites. So, the plot of this movie, like there's a fucking plot, is two Texas gardeners who object to northern attitudes and lifestyles venture northward to cut lawns, trim hedges, and murder and mutilate northern yuppies. So, that's what this movie is.
Yeah, they got a real big problem with the North.
Yeah, it's like they're still fighting the Civil War almost, which is kind of weird. One neighborhood at a time, I guess.
One neighborhood at a time.
Yeah.
This could have fit nicely into the what we went to last night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's get into that first.
That was really cool. we ended up going down to a place called Dunlap's Bar in Cleveland for a found footage festival. Volume 11 with these couple of guys and that was really cool. If you're listening and you ever have a chance and see that, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, basically, like, long story short, like, what these guys do is they told us, you know, over the years they collect VHS tapes. Like, we're talking tapings of public access shows, like, different, you know, infomercials and shit like that. You know, just whatever. Yeah, just whatever the fuck they can get their hands on. So then they take it, cut them all together, and then just kind of, you know, have some fun with it and stuff. So,
like, those. Did you ever record VHS tapes and have like 3-4 movies or like random episodes?
Oh, 100%.
You know, fill up like 8 hours of tape. Like,
mm-hmm.
God knows what some of that shit is.
Well, it's almost I recently found the last time I busted out the old VHS player and everything, you know, and threw one of those in, the tape I had actually, I watched like two different ones, and one of them I had actually taped around the commercials. Like I would stop it and then hit record again when the commercials were done. But then I watched one where I didn't do that and I kind of wish that I had all the commercials.
Yeah, like at the time, like
just the old 90s commercials are so like hilarious. Outrageous and just off the wall. Like it was just weird. They're actually like allowed to try to kind of be funny without worrying about some pussy getting offended.
Yeah.
You know, not this whole like we have to be, you know, just straight and narrow, safe comedy, you know, like that kind of shit. Yeah. Like they could actually
don't upset anyone.
Yeah, don't upset anyone because like then they might not buy Fritos or whatever the fuck. Like who cares? I know. It's just it was a better time for fucking commercials. Commercials now are just so fucking lame.
Yeah.
Because they're just so bland and vanilla.
A VHS tape of tape off TV of Problem Child.
Oh, nice.
So this was probably taped in like 1994.
Okay.
Maybe even earlier.
Yeah.
The commercials. Yeah. It was hilarious. I love that tape.
Oh yeah.
I have a VHS player somewhere in my house. I don't know exactly where it is.
I've got one over there. I just gotta set it up.
Yeah. But I only have a few VHS tapes now. I've got a couple random ones.
I've still got a decent collection, and I do still have some of the old school ones that like I taped over. Like I think one of my like VHS tapes was I had Sidekicks. I think Three Ninjas was on there and Mortal Kombat. So like I don't know. We always had a bunch of the like RCA like sold like 8 packs of like blank tapes that we would always pick up. Like, I had one, it was a bunch of episodes of, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark and shit like that, so.
I used to get Kingpin off Comedy Central.
Nice.
Back in probably the later 90s.
Okay. Was it during that time where was it, like, the uncensored version?
I don't think so.
Because, like, remember, like, Comedy Central would do that? Like, they would never show a movie with, like, nudity or anything like that, but they would show rated R movies uncensored. At like 1-2 in the morning.
Yes, I think it was a bit later.
Okay. I don't know. That was kind of cool back in the day. Like you had to wait until 2 in the morning, but you could back in the day still hear somebody say fuck cool. on network television. Cool. Yeah. It was like, holy shit, dude, he just said fuck and this is regular TV.
Yeah, now it's like anything goes, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't really go anywhere where people have cable, but I think one time I did happen to be somewhere where South Park was on and I'm like, are they fucking saying this? Like on Comedy Central right now? And they're like, they don't fucking care anymore.
Good. That's awesome. But yeah, so we went to that last night, you know, it was a whole presentation and stuff like that. And found footage hilarious. Fest.
Yeah,
it was a good time. Go you can check them out on YouTube. I guess they have a show every Tuesday. So
yeah, I gotta check that out because I never even had heard of these guys. I enjoyed it.
Like I said, go check out Found Footage Fest on YouTube. Check them out, give them a follow. It's fun, just goofy, random bullshit. Like, it's fucking great.
Yeah, they kind of, like, edit it, sort of, like, it reminded me of some stuff you see on, like, Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Like Tim and Eric.
A lot of it was, like, it was like, very, like, Tim and Eric, but
the content that they pull from is, like, at a time was dead serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it hilarious.
Yeah, that's the best part. It's fantastic. But, yeah, so, all right, let's get back into They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore. So, this movie starts out with just this weird sequence, like, it's basically just showing a bunch of fucked up Barbie dolls with this really creepy fucking voiceover going on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like sounds like the beginning of fucking Maggot Brain or something.
Yeah. Like the voiceover is just ridiculous. This is all about like all this stuff, like just goes into all that. I don't know, just ranting. Sounds like a recording of like a serial killer just like reciting their fucking manifesto.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. It burns and all the violent murder.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is a doll and like we're all dolls for the man and like all this shit is basically what they're saying.
You like take Stallone from Cobra and the bad guy from Cobra, put him into one person. Have him do a voiceover, it'd be probably similar.
This is what you're gonna get out of him. You know, like if you handed that guy a microphone and were like, what do you think about stuff? Like, this is what they would say.
What was your philosophy on life?
But yeah, dude, they linger on this fucking, on these Barbie dolls too. Like, this is a good 5 minutes that we're just looking at.
Of a 70-minute runtime.
Yes, yes, keep in mind. Yeah,
five full minutes of Barbie dolls. Five,
not just Barbie dolls. Mutilated Barbie dolls. But I think they did take the time to draw nipples on them. I think in one of those extended shots, like, I think they drew nipples on him. I wasn't trying to look, but, like, I didn't really have a choice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because it was focused on the fucking movie.
I wonder what the Barbie doll body count
is. That's six.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know. I just pulled that number.
Okay. It sounds right.
Yeah. Dude, you just got to sound confident. That's all. But yeah, so now we get to another downer of a fucking voiceover after this, because we, dude, this old ass radio that's just sitting on the coffee table.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, so we got
General Electric, maybe, you know, threw him some money for, or, you know, showcasing their little radio there.
I mean, logo was prominently fucking placed in the shot.
Yeah.
So
now, mind you, this is probably the lowest budget I've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, I think if you count, we watched what, 10 or 15 minutes of Sledgehammer.
We did. I mean, yeah, you didn't see all of Sledgehammer. I didn't finish Sledgehammer.
Yeah. It was like, I wasn't feeling it at that moment. Maybe one of these days.
I get it. I get that sentiment, but
like, this made Home Sweet Home look like, you know, it had a decent budget.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. This literally has, this looks like it was shot on VHS.
It does.
And there were a lot of those movies, you know, like they would just, you know, you'd have the big bulky camcorder where you put the fucking tape in and then you just go.
Yeah. Like, I think this was all shot on Super 8. What I read.
Okay. All right. Well, at least they had a Super 8.
I mean, that's just a home video camera for most families.
Pretty much. Yeah. But at least it wasn't that giant, bulky, fucking, you know, VHS video recorder. It was like recorder.
Real film, too.
Yeah, exactly. Know. So, like, I mean, Super 8's going to be a little bit better. But, I mean, there were tons of, like horror movies that played in theaters that were shot on VHS.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, like, that's insane to me.
Like, Sledgehammer is one of the worst-looking movies I think I've ever seen, too.
It's not great. It's not great.
But that was filmed on VHS, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was totally filmed on fucking VHS. But I mean, you know what? I did have a thought when we were setting up, which is kind of funny. A little peek behind the curtain, I guess, for some of you guys. But you know how whenever we do a movie, like, I just always put the trailer as the intro kind of thing? I don't know if this has a trailer. Like, that literally just crossed my mind. I was like, I'm going to have to look. I'll look. But I was, if you told me that this didn't have a trailer, I would believe you. Yeah. I totally believe you. But yeah, I don't know. I'll figure out something in post. So. Yeah.
Even if, like, just put like the radio broadcast.
Yeah, exactly. Something. I'll put that stupid song and see if we get sued.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of what I do, I mean, guys, at this point, you'll already know. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically just Billy Buck just laying on the couch. And then we just have this downer of a fucking radio broadcast where he's just going on like, it's all bad news.
And the dog's there.
Yeah.
The dog's like not moving.
Yeah, the dog's like not really moving either. Oh, God. So, I mean, so we get to our first couple, and it's just this people just laying out in broad daylight, getting ready to fuck on the grass.
There's a lot of grass fucking up here in the north.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like, okay, if these are all the rich motherfuckers, why aren't they fucking in beds? Okay. Yeah. Why are they all fucking like homeless people?
I know.
You know, like, oh, we're gonna find a dumpster behind the Arby's, you know, like she loves it. I don't understand.
Smells like French fries.
But yeah, dude, and I mean this fucking dialogue that these two start spewing out. I don't have a direct example of this interaction, but I will have some later because I think I write holy shit that dialogue about four different times in my notes here.
I know. Most unnatural, like, you can tell, like, they probably just memorized this line like moment before.
Oh, yeah. it's ridiculous. But yeah, so we see Jacob. He just kind of sneaks up on him and just hacks the fuck out of him, basically.
Yeah, Jacob, it was, what the hell?
I have no idea. Like, what is with the mask? There is no explanation or reason. Yeah. It doesn't, I don't get it. But like, he hacks the fuck out of him, and then you just go into this elongated fucking gore scene.
One of several.
And that's basically what this movie, like, this isn't even a movie, really. Like, this is like a collection of gore scenes, like back to back to back, kind of vaguely, loosely telling a story.
What the story is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But like, yeah, you just see him like just pulling a bunch of chicken pieces out of them as their entrails, because that's what they used. Like, it was like rotisserie chicken that they used as fucking entrails.
Her intestines, where he just pulls out like 20 feet.
Yeah.
You know, just unraveling like a clown pulling out the endless rag.
Yeah, dude, exactly. He's like the magician, like, right. Hey, here we go. He hands her his wand, it just goes limp. God, I must say though, pretty epic music for this first kill. That's another thing with this movie, the score is ridiculous.
It's like they had 10 people doing the music.
Yeah And they all told them that they were doing different movies. Nobody told them they were scoring for this. They told one guy he was doing Star Wars. They told another guy he was doing fucking, like a 1950s fucking, like, Maltese Falcon noir flick.
Yeah.
Like there's
1940s, like, Howard Hawks comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's another one that they said it was like a 1960s radio drama. You know, like, that's what you're doing.
You remember the music from Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Do it just like that.
Do it just like that. And none of it goes with any of
it. Nothing. Yeah. It doesn't correlate.
But yeah, like, so this is the thing too. It's just like, it's just so excessive. It's hilarious because like, he's literally just tearing this chick apart. Literally just tearing her apart. It's like, dude, she's been dead for the past half hour. Like, you don't need to just keep going. Like,
oh, I know.
And you did it.
He's like pulling out things and like popping it like with his fingers. Like, I'm like, you sick fuck. What are you doing?
Yeah. They literally like peel all the skin off the skull.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't stop until it's just the skull. He rips through her entire face, like the muscles, tissue.
He basically does to her what that fucking monkey did to that one dumb bitch who got attacked by her pet monkey. Because she had a fucking pet monkey. Don't have a pet monkey, okay? It just wants to rip your dick off or rip your face off. One or the other.
Or just your hands.
Yeah, or your hands. Hands,
balls, or your face.
Yep, just starts ripping off fingers just because. Like, don't have monkeys as pets. They're evil.
Make me want to see that movie. I think it's out right now. It's called Primate.
Oh, that Primate? Yeah. That finally an accurate description of what having a monkey is like.
Seemed, from the trailer, that's exactly what that movie is about. And some people need to, you know, be warned or told that it's a bad idea to have a chimp. I would love to have a chimp. It would be sweet to have a chimp.
It'd be sweet, but it'll like
kill me.
Every once in a while, they just have a tendency to rip your face off.
Yeah.
So
it's not worth it.
It's just what they do.
Just because you're bigger than it, it's still four times stronger than
it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. Just because it's like 3'5", you know, it still can bench like 400 pounds. Oh, so
it's crazy strong.
Yeah. Don't fuck with monkeys. All right. Ah, God. But yeah, but then we do get this pretty awesome title card, which is kind of cool. But then it's followed by more Barbies. So like, I don't really need that.
Yeah, and it goes back to the Barbies.
It goes back to the Barbies. It's like, yes, I get it. We're all dolls of the man or whatever the fuck you're trying to say.
It's just something.
Yeah.
I think the budget for this movie was like $20 and he spent it on 2 dime bags.
Yeah, I know, right? No, they spent all the money on that bag of cocaine that comes later. Like, that's where the whole budget went. But yeah, dude, so then we get him like,
just makes sense though, because I did read too that they filmed this movie in 5 days.
Yeah, they did.
5 days.
Like 5 days straight. So
they didn't have, because they only had the main actor was available for 5 days.
Yeah, he was like going into the Peace Corps or some shit, yeah, I heard, yeah. Which is crazy. But yeah, so like it's Billy Buck. I'm just going to call him Billy just for the sake of, you know, it's Billy and Jacob. Like these are our two characters. I don't understand. Like at the beginning, it kind of made sense for Jacob to be wearing the mask because he was murdering somebody.
He was murdering.
But now they're just kind of just hanging out in the world. And for some reason, he's still wearing this fucking mask.
Yeah. It's a creepy mask too.
Yeah, it is.
It sort of reminded me of, I don't know why I kept thinking.
He looked kind of like a witch.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like a witch mask.
Like it said something you had up there said like a hag mask or something I was reading. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's more appropriate, but for some reason while I was watching it, I kept thinking of that Black Phone movie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because it was all like the second one just came out and there, so I've been seeing ads and stuff, but like that creepy ass mask.
Did you ever watch that first one?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like the first one. I've been meaning to watch the second one. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
We started to watch the first one again. It's been several years.
Yeah, I need to watch the first one again too.
I mean, I know what happens, but
I don't remember well enough. Like when I do it, I want to do like a, you know, back to back, like double feature, you know?
Yeah.
Oh man. So we do get Jacob. He rises out of the bushes like he's fucking Val Venus, which is fun. If you remember that WE video, you know, like he literally does it. Cause he's like, hey Jacob. And then like, meow, meow, meow. Like he just like comes like rising out of the bushes, which is great. But like Billy, like just the way that Billy talks is fucking amazing. It really is.
I know. It's two different accents at the same exact time. It's actually impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's like he kind of sounds like what Charlie Hunnam's trying to do in that fucking Ed Gein show a little bit, mixed with Foghorn Leghorn. Like that's the voice he's doing. That's what it sounds like. Did you watch any of that Ed Gein show, by the way?
I only saw like the trailers, like previews.
Okay. But yeah.
He talks in it and it is creepy as hell.
It's creepy as hell, but John and I ended up giving up on it because it was just not accurate.
That's what I heard. That's kind of why I was like, I'm interested in the subject, but then all this stuff I was reading online and there was like,
yeah,
this isn't what happened at all.
Like, no, it's like they gave him there's like this really cute, like blonde chick that's in it. And she's like into Ed Gein. I'm like, no, like that doesn't make
anyone was into
nobody Ed. Was into Ed Gein. Ed Gein didn't have like a girlfriend and like they have him like making out with her and shit. It's like, look, I understand it's still Charlie Hunnam, but he's supposed to be Ed Gein. So no, like this doesn't,
he's got like an IQ of 70 and he's fucking smells like dead bodies.
Exactly. Like no. So yeah, we ended up giving up on it just because it was just too much bullshit and everything like that.
Yeah. I was wondering how that was going for you.
Yeah. Like I think we got like 4 or 5 episodes in and we're just like, nah, all right, we're done.
See, I've heard from people that like, I don't think know the story of that game.
Oh, it's great. It's probably great if you don't know anything about like,
yeah, so you're not like looking for the accuracies, but if you're like trying to get like a more of a biopic.
Yeah. Well, it's like, dude, that's what I want, you know? And it's like, dude, would you stop embellishing shit? That's what pissed me off about
the story's good enough. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it, like annoyed me with the fucking Dahmer one, because I just like started watching it. I'm like, this isn't how it fucking went, dude. Like, this isn't how it goes. What the fuck are you talking about?
I started watching that one too,
and I was just like, no, like you don't need to spice it up. What they did was already fucked up enough. Just go with that.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I didn't get far enough to like, say like, hey, that's not how it went down, because the first episode was so like creepy and unsettling. I'm like, watching like a documentary is one thing, but like then like the tension they were building with like him luring people to that nasty ass apartment, it was like almost too much for me.
Yeah,
at least at that moment I'm like, I don't know if I can handle it right now. And then like, never went back, you
this
know?
Is fucked up. But yeah, like in the Ed Gein one too, like they keep having this cross story with like this dude who's playing Anthony Perkins, who was in Psycho, you know, and then this shit with Hitchcock and like, Oh, I'm just like, what the, I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, this is so like, this is really convoluted. Like,
yeah.
I don't like this. You're bullshitting me on like the actual Ed Gein stuff. And then you're throwing all this extra stuff with, you know, Hitchcock and I don't know. It's just, we're done. So we decided we're going to play X-Men Legends instead. So that sounds like it sounds like a better,
good time,
better fucking use of our time. So. But yeah, so like I said, so that's what Billy sounds like. He sounds like that with Foghorn Leghorn. There's a lot of boys. There's a lot of boys he likes throwing around.
Yeah.
So, once again, asking who fucking scored this movie, because the score to this is ridiculous. It's one of those, like, you know what? It could probably do a lot of good with stopping. That's what it feels like with this movie, is the score never stops. It's right. Like they can't have, you know, just a moment of silence to try to like build any sort of tension or whatever. Right. Like they can't have any of that because it's just score, 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 regardless of how ridiculous and out of place the score seems as well. Like they just keep it going throughout the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh.
Reminds me of those movies from the 60s. What the hell was that guy's name? We just made cheap movies where, like, there's women with, like, big tits.
You talking about Roger Corman?
Was that Roger Corman?
I mean, he did love women with big tits, but, I mean, you know, who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't
know. He made a bunch of stuff that. I remember, like, a Roger Corman story with, like, humanoids from the deep where, like, he added a bunch of like nudity and gore to like this movie and like pissed off the director because like she didn't want any of it and he like just added a bunch in. So
this is what people want.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're trying to sell the movie, so yeah. Come on. God,
I don't know, maybe it'll come to me.
Yeah,
those are just like basically expos into just showing like tits in the movies in the 60s when it was not as like prominent. But it's just nonstop music, like a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, it's just so much. It is so fucking much. So, so Billy ends up going and knocking on this lady's door, and ends up asking for a glass of water. There's no way I'm letting this asshole in my fucking house.
Hell no, dude. You know, he's only wearing overalls.
Yes.
He's only wearing overalls.
No
shirt, no shoes.
Like. He's got that like black shit that football players put on to like reflect the sun. He's got it around his entire eye because obviously he doesn't know how to put it on properly. So
yeah, it's pretty creepy.
It's creepy, but he just looks stupid because like it looks like he's wearing like a mask in a movie. You know, yeah, how they like shadow out the, you know, dark out the eyes and stuff. But he looks like that, but like he never wears a mask.
Yeah, but he does have that ridiculous wig that really makes him look stupid.
Yeah, he does have that going for him. But like, I don't know, like I'm not letting him in the house. Like at the very least, I will be like, okay, yeah, I'll be right back with that and go grab him a glass of water and give it to him outside. Oh, or yeah. Even better, or even better yet, you know what? Hey, you're the gardener. The fucking hose is over there, asshole.
Drink out of the hose.
Why don't you go get yourself a drink from that? What are you too good for the fucking hose water? Like get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so he ends up like going in and like they're kind of talking a little bit and everything. I don't know why she's dressed like she's about to open in Vegas. Like this is like she's got like this little sequin dress on that's just sparkling all over the place. Like if she got hit with a disco ball, you would be blinded.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't know why she's wearing this at home during the week while she's just chilling. Like, okay, whatever.
And then he asks her if she's got a boyfriend or something.
Oh yeah,
or
totally. Married. Yeah.
Like, okay, this is.
She's like, okay, bye. You know. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess.
I love how she took like the Lysol and like sprays down the chair, entire room.
Yeah. It's like, well, that's why you don't let him in your house, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. So after that, they go to the movies.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's what you do when you're in the movie. And like, you know,
this part confused me for a minute.
It really did too. Yeah, dude, what the fuck is this movie in a movie?
The movie within the movie seemed to have a better budget than the movie itself.
We're watching. I know, right?
It really did. Like, the actors were better on the movie, within the movie.
Yeah.
Was it a movie? Did he take another movie? But I'm assuming he filmed it.
I think that was filmed for this movie. From what I saw, like, this this was filmed for the movie.
Yeah.
Because there's gore in the movie within the movie.
Yes. Yes.
Like, just like the, so it's got, he had to have filmed it.
Yes. So just a couple of questions about this movie within the movie though. Okay, so knives apparently work the same as keys. Yeah, in this universe. I don't know. Like, dude put a steak knife in the lock of this chick's apartment and it just opened it right up. No problem. And I also have a question. What is a disco godfather? Because at one point this dude, because basically what happens is
like a really good pizza.
It does. It does sound like a really good pizza. Or a like a sub. Like it sounds like a good hoagie.
Right.
It sounds like an awesome hoagie. But basically what this is there's this chick who she's laying in the bed and then she goes in the bathroom and then she wipes her face a bunch for some reason. Doesn't go to the bathroom. She just goes in there and just like keeps dabbing her face with like a towel or something.
Takes and one then, of the random. Was it that the movie? She's takes a toilet beer.
Yeah.
She's got all these beers on top of the toilet. She's got all the
beers like in the bathroom. Toilet beer. I'm like, yeah, she's got toilet. She's probably got shower beers too. Yeah. Like, yeah.
She's got random open beers all over the apartment.
She's got a bunch of wounded soldiers everywhere.
She just picks one up, starts drinking it.
Yeah. And then just goes back and lays down, drinks it. But then this dude breaks into her apartment. Like I said, he uses a steak knife as a key because that works in this movie. And then he just murders her. And that's it. And it just keeps cutting back to the two assholes sitting there like eating popcorn and shit. Like no dialogue. It's just like they're still doing the exact same thing. It just keeps cutting back and forth to him.
Got me? You remember that movie Airheads?
Yeah.
You remember that guy who was one of the hostages, like the black man who was kind of like, you know, kill Whitey?
Yeah.
I thought that the actor from the movie within the movie was that guy for a minute until I saw him close up.
Okay.
I'm like, is that fucking guy from Airheads? Are you serious? I'm like, the timing here could line up.
It could. Because I mean, like,
85 to maybe 95, I'm guessing.
I thought Airheads was like 92, even. Like, I thought it was earlier.
You know what?
I think it was earlier 90s.
You might be right.
Yeah.
So, Sandler's like really.
Yeah, dude, because that could totally line up. That's only like 7 year difference. Like, he probably wouldn't look that different for, you know.
But when they showed up the close up to the actor in the movie within the movie, I'm like, it's not him.
And yeah,
I'm like,
they do.
I thought it would be like such a random ass.
It's
thing.
Just real, really weird. He's just like talking all kinds of crazy shit to this chick, like as he's stabbing her. Like
this
I said,
goes on for a long time.
Oh yeah, dude! All these kill scenes last forever, and the movie's still only 70 minutes.
I know. It's like they showed 1/12 of this movie is showing a movie within the movie.
Within the movie, yeah. This is like it's Inception.
My rough estimate.
This is like Inception. So. Yeah.
Like, yeah, did it just switch over? Is this like the interdimensional cable?
Is this the movie that we're going with now? Like, are we watching this?
We're just gonna watch this movie.
It's just gonna be like black guy murderer for a while, and then we'll go back to these guys and see what's going on.
That guy finishes up his day, he goes home, turns down the boob tube, sees a couple of hillbillies sitting in the movie theater, and then he switches back.
And then we go back. Then we incept into that one. But yeah, like, dude, he's just talking all this crazy shit to her as he's killing her. He's like, I'm a disco godfather. And blah, blah, blah. Like, just all this goofy shit. But yeah, so after that, we do have a kind of a fun movie critique conversation with
between Dumb and Dumber.
We're Dumb and Dumber here walking down the road. Like, I can't believe the stuff that they make movies today.
Yeah. Are the guys that chose to go see it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. So, Oh man. All right, so now after this, God, we have the scariest scariest scene in this whole movie. So
yeah, this one's rough.
So we get another couple that is going off to bang in a random yard in the middle of the day who are like chugging champagne.
Yeah.
First off, I have so many questions during this whole fucking thing, actually. Was this the destination? Because they literally park on the street and are just like, there's a yard, and go running off.
Run
and they're just like,
backyard.
Yeah, no fence, no nothing. And let's just, you know, let's fuck here. This is a good place to get down.
Yeah, no fence. You're looking down like you're in a residential neighborhood. You're looking down like the six houses on each side of you.
Yeah.
Fucking just see you guys fucking in this person's backyard.
You can't do that. Well, you know what? Apparently in this neighborhood, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. As I'll say, and nobody gives a shit or hears anything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No one's home.
But yeah, once again, holy shit, this fucking dialogue. The fucking love convo that they have before freaking Billy and Jacob show up. Oh my God.
And she's hammered.
Yeah. And it's just like, I fucking, like, do you love me? Like, do you love, like, my brain and stuff? And he's just like, I love the juice spots.
Good brain. Yeah.
But he's just like, you got big brains, baby. And like, I fucking love them.
Like, I love them. Yeah. I know.
That might not be exactly an exact quote,
I think,
but that's,
he did say that.
That's,
I don't know.
Pretty much how the fucking dialogue went along. And okay, ladies, if a guy ever says that he loves your brains, he's lying. He's just lying. Like, he's trying to love another part of you. Let's be honest here. So just a heads up. Don't fall for that bullshit. But oh my God. But then, you know, fucking all of a sudden, yeah, just Billy and Jacob just roll up on him and just the fucking dialogue from Billy. Cause they turn into, I think at one point we find out that I don't remember the name of the guy, but basically throughout this whole scene, they are bitch and college boy
yeah.
is their names as far as Billy's concerned. Yeah. But it does have one of the greatest lines ever because he's like going around. Cause like the dude's down and Jacob has the girl and he's like kind of grabbing her and he just kind of like,
she's just like, don't rape me.
Yeah, she and literally just says that, like, out of nowhere.
Don't give him the idea.
It's like, nobody said we were going to do that.
Yeah.
But like, she literally is just like, don't rape me. But his response is amazing because he literally says,
was unexpected for me.
This is literally his response to that. Quote, I ain't going to rape you, bitch. You smell like fish. I never did like seafood. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude.
But then he fucking turns on the guy and he starts going at the guy and like, he looks at him and he's like, basically 100% tells him, get them pants off, boy. And I'm like, oh no, where are we going with this?
Like, definitely some deliverance shit.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, and you know what? The guy who did the score, no banjo yeah, during the scene. Like, come on, really? Deliverance had come out at that point.
And Billy is a big dude.
He's a big dude.
And this is just some scrawny college kids.
I don't care, dude. I'm not going to roll over and spread that ass as fucking Billy tells him to do in the next scene. He literally tells him to roll over and spread that ass. That's like, dude, we're not in prison anymore. What the hell is wrong with you? It's gay now. Like, it counts as gay. Right? You can't use that whatever prison logic is, you know? Like, no. I was dominating him. It's gay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, so what he ends up doing is he has this, it's like, well, he pulls out this just poker. It's just a giant, like, it's almost like a little spear.
Yeah.
And it's just got like a nice point at the end. And he takes his lighter and he's just like,
starts heating it up.
He starts heating it up. But like what he says to him is like, well, this rod here is called a marital aid. Why don't you let me know how well it works, college boy? And then he takes the poker and shoves it up his ass. But then, to make it so much worse, once he shoves it up his ass, he starts smacking it in there to get it deeper.
Yeah.
And then he boots it like fucking Ed Norton in the beginning of American History X. Like, fucking, like, boots it right in there.
Went all the way through, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
It sounds pretty awful. Yeah.
I think somebody doing that to me is like my greatest fear.
It was really unexpected when he told him to flip over and then like spread that ass and then starts heating up this spike. I'm like, what?
I'm just like, where are we going with this?
Like, I thought you were going to rape him.
Yeah. But this whole time he's been holding him at bay with this goofy fucking gun. It's a shotgun, but you know, it looks like a fucking blunderbuss, like one of those old pirate guns, you know, like
the barrel's huge.
The barrel's like this,
as big as a can.
Yeah. But what's hilarious is when it shoots, it's this little tiny hole. It's a little baby hole. It's like a pellet gun. Because after, you know, after he gets done murdering him with the poker, he just shoots him in the back. Which is actually pretty humane if you think about it. If it was me, I'd want to get shot in the head. But, you know, I guess I'll take the back.
Yeah. Just say he's going to blow a manhole-sized hole through the dude with that shotgun, which I would believe just by looking at this thing. I've never seen a gun like that. Crazy.
I mean, I've never seen a gun like that held by anybody not shivering timbers. So, but the girl ends up running off for a second. I don't know. My guess is to make the movie 5 seconds longer. Because they were trying, they seemed to be trying everything they could to get this to proper running time.
Yeah, and they still fell short.
Still fell a little bit short. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd say more like 15. Like, you got to get to 85, dude.
Ideally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she runs off for a second, but then, oh no, she gets her legs sawed off. And then we just get more crazy gore. She gets her arm sawed off next. But then, Jesus Christ, while they're doing the face stuff again, where they're ripping off the skin, we have this creepy fucking, it's the dialogue that the two were talking about love right before they showed up. So it's all like this, do you love me? Like, do you love my brain? As he's like ripping her skin off of her skull.
I love your brain.
It's so fucked up. It's amazing. But then after that, he signs the tree in blood. Does a little BB on there.
Yeah, well, I was wondering. Oh, you know what? Because here's the thing about it is Billy. I never knew his name throughout the entire movie.
Oh, his name is Billy Jacob, Buck.
And maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but I'm like, why? I don't know why he's putting a BB. But
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, his name is Billy Buck.
Makes complete sense.
Yep. So after that, we get the fucking old school spinning newspapers gag, which is amazing. And we see the one main paper, and it's Psycho Gardner's Mutilate 2.
I wonder how he did that as the filmmaker. Because, like,
the spinning newspaper?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Dude,
back
the
then,
credits to this is just like a rolling piece of
it's
paper.
It's a piece of paper.
So that was pretty good. Effect for him to put into that movie.
Yeah, that's not bad. So yeah, they got just a couple of scenes, you know, with the newspapers, because it's like it says that. So at this point, I mean, I guess the cops know that it's the Gardeners killing people.
Yeah, the newspapers.
But they're just not going to do anything, because we meet these two cops right after this. So first question, why is Dracula out in the sun?
This is the two worst cops I've ever seen.
These are my two. This is the greatest scene in any movie of any time. Like, this is the best fucking scene ever.
They're like two completely different people.
I know. But like seriously, this first guy is just like, why are all these murders happening?
Oh, I know.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why is Dracula out in the sun? What the fuck is going on?
It's like a mix between some, like, a mafioso and Dracula, yeah. And then with some cranky old man.
Yeah. Imagine like Dom DeLuise doing the count. Like, yeah. It kind of looked
pretty
like
much,
that.
Yeah.
It was like a fat Dracula, like Fracula. Like, I don't know. That was the best I could come up with. But yeah, it's like this dude like talking about this. And then his partner just go, because they're standing in this field. Like, they're just standing in the middle of this field. And all of a sudden, his partner just goes, look, a body. Like, what the fuck? You didn't get called to the body? You're just too...
You just stumbled
upon it because you're having this conversation in a field? What the fuck is going on? Oh, my God.
We have found the body.
Yeah. And it's like... But then, what's really funny is... After that, they're looking at her for a second, and they're like, she's alive. Bullshit. We just saw what happened. Face. She doesn't have a face. And then, like, the freaking Dracula cop comes over, and he's like, what happened to you? You must tell me what happened.
Who did?
And, of course, she doesn't answer because she doesn't have legs, arms, or a face.
Eyeballs,
any of that. And then the other cop just is looking down at her and just says, I think she just died.
I know.
Just like that. He says it just like that.
Yeah, she just died.
So after that, he goes on this fucking rant that is amazing. Basically, it's along the lines of like, he basically says, it's probably better that she's dead because she probably would just get an STD or OD because of all this stupid rap music. And we got to get rid of these motherfuckers. Like, it's like, we got to get rid of them all. And then after he says all this shit, he looks directly in the camera. He's just like, yeah, I'm talking about you cocksuckers right now. But oh my God. But then he ends it by saying, fuck this. I'm going to go home and listen to my Billie Holiday records where it's safe. Did he just quit the force?
I know. Yeah.
Is that what the fuck happened? Did he just retire? Oh my God. And then after he walks away to go listen to Billie Holiday, fucking Fracula just kind of like looks up at the sky and is like, will humanity ever stop being cruel? Like, basically, like, will people ever stop being mean to each other? It's like, what are we going to do with all the people? I should suck their blood. I mean, no, that won't help the people. Oh my God. But yeah, dude, that scene, that's the greatest fucking scene I've ever seen. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Out of nowhere.
This makes the movie worth it. If you're just like, I don't know. Once you get to this with all the knowledge of everything that came before, this is the greatest thing ever.
All that rap music and drugs and the STD.
Fucking good. It's amazing. Doesn't make a lick of goddamn sense.
You never see him again.
Yeah, and you never see him again. You never see any police ever again in this movie. I don't know. All right, so we go to where they live. Apparently, they live in this shitty old red house. We see Billy eating some kidney beans out of can with all these gross mouth close-ups set to some 1950s detective music for some reason. And then he goes over and sits by where he chops his wood with his magazine. I'm just like, is this guy about to jerk off? Because it looked like it looked like a Maxim or something like that. It's like, is he about to start?
Look like he's setting it down, doing something, a position to where he can easily flip through it with one hand.
Yes. But no, he needs that hand for something else because he's just going to talk shit to the magazine and just hack it with his hatchet. Like, he opens it up and this dude's like smiling in the picture. He's like, "What are you looking at, boy?" And like starts going at it.
Fuck you, conformist.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like some hot chick. And he's like, "Well, you never suck my dick." And like fucking just starts going at her. Oh my God. So, I mean, pretty much from this point on, it's just kill scene, kill scene, kill scene. So we'll just start kind of going through these here. So we go to a couple of girls who are
in rage mode here.
Yeah, like you know, berserker, like when Ted Bundy, broke into that sorority house. Like, they're in that mode right now.
Fuck it, I'm gonna kill everybody.
Yeah, and no problem. No problem. Go right ahead, guys. Nobody's going to do anything. But yeah, so we go to these two girls and they're on the lake. I guess. I think it's on a lake. Whatever.
Looked like it.
Yeah. But this one, is laying out and the other one's kind of cooking some stuff on the grill. There's this ridiculous fucking song playing. Basically it's this song about this chick who's really stupid and her boyfriend or whatever calls her dumb, dumb, yummy, dummy, dumb, dumb because she's okay at fucking, but sometimes she can't get that right either. Cause I don't know, she has to turn the lights on. It's a really weird song about it.
I don't recall this song, honestly.
Yeah. It's the first time they played it and then they play it over the credits at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just this song and this chick's is basically saying, like, I'm a fucking idiot. I don't understand, but yeah, it's playing. And then Jacob ends up snagging the one and drowning her in the water. I think it was Jacob.
Yeah, I think so.
He snags the one by the water and drags her in and drowns her. The other one kind of shows up to tell her, like, the food's ready and everything, and kind of looks down, and I never saw him hit her or anything, but apparently he did, because there's a blood spatter on the dock, and she's just gone.
Yeah.
So she freaks out, but, Billy's right there, and he just starts, like, pouring some shit down her throat. Like, I'm not sure what that was supposed to be.
I don't know.
Some kind of chemical, because I guess it fucked her up, But yeah, so like she's down for the count, and then we just have just more ridiculous gore. And
ridiculous gore. Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous gore. They like pull this one bone out of her that is definitely not human and throw it off to the side. And then you got this like little
beak in here.
All of a sudden this like random kid shows up and picks up the bone and is like, "Hey, whatever." And then we just fade out.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. So then we go back, to some chick who's just hanging outside doing some blow. I wouldn't have that outside. One gust of wind, you're going to be losing some fucking product. Like, that's not a good idea. I'm not saying from experience or anything, but like, don't take it outside, you fucking idiot. But she's on the phone just talking to somebody. Like, it shows her, like, blow a pretty decent size rail. But then she's talking and she's like, she literally says, "I feel spiritually high for some reason."
I wonder.
Pretty sure I know the fucking reason.
It's 1985 and I'm assuming Long Island, I think. That's where it was filmed, at least.
Yes, so. Exactly. So you're that's
probably looking at some of the best blow.
That's probably some pretty awesome blow, dude.
That's ever existed in the world ever.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, she straight up got that from Johnny Depp. Like, in the right. fucking movie. Like, she got, like, that quality of fucking shit, I'm sure. Like, it's probably fucking awesome. But yeah, so they end up showing up, grabbing her, fucking her up. And then they stick, like, an M100 in her mouth. And just as they're about to light it, and it lingers on the switch too, because they just put a dummy with like the firework in its mouth. It looks completely like a dummy. It's shot of her, shot of her, shot a dummy. An extended shot of dummy. But it was fantastic. So they do that, they blow her head up, and then for some reason Billy just comes up, takes his blunderbuss, and shoots her right in the fucking snatch.
I know, like, why?
I don't know. And, of course,
smells like fish, that's why.
What are you doing? Fishing.
Fishing like crocodile at the beginning of the second one.
Oh, God. But this is what
the second time I've brought on this podcast brought up the beginning of Crocodile Dundee 2. That's had a profound effect on my life.
That's a very random poll, I guess, I must say. But I'm glad you're doing it. I'm on board. I can't wait for the next one.
That's my go-to thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so then we have the dog eating the chicken guts, because like all their like guts and entrails were made out of chicken. So this dog goes running over to the mannequin stuff with chicken and starts eating it, like right in the hole where the legs were and stuff. Oh my god, which is fucking great. It's amazing. Oh man. So after that, we're just kind of driving along. And they just snag some random chick off the street. She's just walking down the road. They just jump out of the car and fucking snag him. And then all of a sudden, Billy's up on the roof for some reason. I don't know why, but he's just running around on the roof.
How are you doing?
And then they take her to this backyard, very poorly tie her up, but it's like they're playing firing squad, because he just takes his gun and just blasts her. As he says, no good city slicker.
I was like wondering, all the kills are so elaborate, and like then he just blows her away. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted a quick one.
Well, we got a lot of fucking white women in white blouses and jeans to fucking get through, so.
Yeah, they do all kind of look the same.
They really do.
They all have the same thick, like, New York accent.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so they grab another. We see him grab another one. Jacob is carrying her really weird. It looks like he's setting her up for the tombstone at one point, because she's, like, yeah, sideways and upside down. Like, it's kind of amazing. But once again, he barely ties her up, and then Billy shoots. But apparently he had a silencer on this time, because that was kind of fun. I didn't know you could make a silencer for a fucking blunderbuss, but apparently you can. Because it's literally, when he shoots her, it's just like... I was like, wait a minute. Like,
Hold on.
I've been watching this...
BB gun?
I've been watching this old movie the whole fucking time. Like, that's... basically a shotgun, and it's just, and then like all of a sudden slow blood flow coming and she's dead.
Yeah, this gun, I mean, dude, it looks like it would be loud. It looks like it could blow up an elephant
head. Most of the time in this movie it is, but for some reason that time it's just like like that's it, full fire. Oh man. So we see two more girls are tied up inside somewhere. Fucking Academy Award winning performance from these two. Holy shit. And another question, are they twins? Because they look pretty much exactly alike.
Yeah. I could easily see them being twins.
Yeah. But yeah, so we find out that the one is a doctor. She's a shrink, so oh yay, we're saved. But then we go back outside, and there's another white lady in a white blouse with freaking jeans on that they're getting ready to murder. We do get some chainsaw action, so we're mixing it up a little bit. Yeah. He starts taking the chainsaw to her. We get more gore. Apparently, this is too much for Jacob, though, because he just starts, new guy's in the corner puking his guts out. Like, but he's literally...
All because
he's literally
you
just,
wanted to bust out a chainsaw.
He's just off to the side throwing up. Like, that's not a good serial killer partner.
That confused me, though, too, because I'm like, this dude has been murdering people this whole time. Now he just got squeamish.
He's literally,
but that's what happened,
ripped women's faces off.
I know.
And been fine with it.
That didn't make sense to me. I was like, did he get stabbed or something? Like,
no.
In the stomach? Did I miss something?
No, he just fucking.
He's just like puking. Yeah, and they kind of like linger on. It's not a quick little thing. It's
no, like, he runs off to the side and he keeps throwing up and he ends up going inside.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah. So they shoot another one. And then, like, while Jacob is trying to get his shit together, Billy's just talking shit to the camera like he's fucking, like, Ric Flair at backstage at SummerSlam, you know? It's like, I'll tell you what, the wheeling, dealing, kiss, like, the Nature Boy, woo! I fucking like doing all this shit. It's fucking great. But I think at one point he is calling like Jacob a pussy. He's like, oh, you sick boy over there. Like, what's going on?
Sick boy. Yeah, sick boy.
But I do have a question. Okay, so all of this is happening just in a random, like, just in this residential neighborhood in broad daylight. Outside.
Yeah.
How the fuck are they getting away with this? Nobody's calling anybody at all.
But the one detective decided to quit that day.
Yeah.
And Dracula, he can't be out in the sun.
Yeah.
He just realized.
He remembered.
His sunscreen is worn off.
Yeah, he remembered. So, yeah, he's got to go back to Transylvania. So there's nobody to catch these maniacs. Why is he shooting all the women? Two women shot.
Where did all the white women go? Yeah,
they got shot. Oh my god. But yeah, they're just blasting away. So we go back inside because Jacob's trying to get his shit together, and he goes back in with the twins. And for some reason, they're like, oh, like, clean yourself up. Give him the mirror. And they give him, like, a makeup mirror. So he starts looking at himself. But then this one bitch just starts fucking heckling him.
Yes.
She's like, shit. You're a piece of shit. Look how fucking ugly you are, you retard. What's wrong with you?
Like, why don't you just kill yourself?
Why don't you just kill yourself? But then it shows him looking in the mirror, and then it goes back to her. And then she just walks it back. She's like, oh, my God, like, I'll, like. Yeah, help us. Like, I'll change your life. Like, it'll be great.
Yeah, it's
like
he's trying to pull her psychology shit.
What is going on? But you know what? The craziest thing about what just happened, it fucking works.
Yeah, I know.
It totally works. He unties them and then gives them a gun. And then that's it. They escape outside. And then she ends up holding up Billy in not the way that you hold a gun at all. Nobody told this chick how to hold a gun.
Oh, my God, I know. And I'm like, stop getting closer to him. You have a gun on him.
Yeah. Like, she's like,
you don't need to be that close.
She's literally, though, she's standing like she's about to jump into a pool to do like competitive swimming.
Yes.
You know, like with her hands right in front of her chest. Yeah, she looks like she's about to dive, but then she just has the gun holding and just that's how she's gonna do it. And then even later on when she has the blunderbuss, she's holding it like the same way. That's gonna come back and knock her in the face.
Oh god, yeah.
But whatever. So yeah, she holds him up with the gun. She ends up shooting him with in the leg. Apparently, this gun has a silencer as well. A lot of silencers in this movie, I guess. But then we do get one of the probably my second favorite line in this, because Billy, you know, he got shot in the leg, so he's kind of fucked up. But then he looks at her and he's like, if you do this, you're going to have a lot of upset neighbors about their lawns not being mowed. Like, what the fuck? It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be, you know, their biggest complaint.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you got blood on my lawn.
Yeah. But,
and it's not cut.
But yeah, so we get like this final fight here, and it's this random chick who we literally just met 5 seconds ago. It's not like she was an established character throughout the whole movie or anything like that. But yeah, she ends up kind of like fucking up Billy in the face, you know, a little taste of his own medicine, I suppose. And then she ends up holding him up poorly with the blunderbuss. All of a sudden, the other chick, who is supposed to go and get the fucking cops or anybody, runs back to tell her that she couldn't find anybody.
Oh, my God, dude. She runs. She's like, I can't find phone at all. I can't find phone.
Like,
she's like, fucking knock on someone's door. Do anything.
Pick a house, you fucking idiot. Yeah. What are you talking about?
And isn't that, whose house are they at?
Yeah.
Did they just get taken? Or was that one of their houses? What do you mean you can't find a phone?
Yeah, like, did you look in the house?
Yeah. It was 1985. There was
a
couple phones in the
there
house.
There was a couple phones in the house. There was at least an upstairs and a downstairs phone.
I'm sure of it.
Especially in yuppie America.
Yeah.
That one bitch had a cordless, okay? Like, right. Don't tell me there's no phones.
And the other phone probably has like a 30-foot long cord.
Exactly. So she can bake cookies and fucking talk to, you know, her sister at the same time. I don't know, but yeah, so she runs off again, being completely useless, but Jacob chops her head off. So she's done. And then Jacob comes in and saves Billy from the chick with the gun.
Pick a side, Jacob.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
He decides, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to hang out with him. Like, that's what I'm supposed to do as a character in this movie. But yeah, he sneaks up on her with a chainsaw, which is kind of fun. And after that, they just walk away. They just walk down the street. It's like it's kind of like the end of Jaws, except they're just walking down the street instead of swimming away. But yeah, it's kind of the same fucking thing. But then they talk about needing a change of lifestyle. They get back home and they have their jam session. Jesus Christ, this fucking song.
Wow.
But at the very end, he does say the thing when they don't cut the grass anymore. So
yeah.
He does say the thing.
He says the thing. This is the worst song I've ever heard in a movie.
This is terrible.
If you want to call it a song, he's actually singing like sort of a melody, but he's just banging open chords on this like electric guitar outside. And then
Jacob is attempting to play harmonica. And failing at that as well.
Yeah.
But they're acting like it's the greatest shit ever.
It sounds bad. Like, couldn't somebody have just been like, just put your fingers, hold it right here.
Yeah.
And it's not going to sound like just disjointed fucking nothing.
Just do like a chord.
Yeah.
Like every time you sing your fucking shit. And then just hit a G.
Anything.
Yeah. See? See? That's a good one.
You can do that. A through F.
Yeah.
FG.
Just use one of them. I don't know. But yeah, it's just open. Like,
oh, it's bad. It goes on for a long time.
Oh, it's a whole song.
I was like, this is getting annoying.
Padding the runtime, Kyle.
I know. That's why they should have at least like taught this motherfucker a chord.
Just show him one chord. That's it. Oh, God. But yeah, so after that's. They end up walking into the Metamorphosis Salon, and apparently this place is magical because they come walking out looking completely different. Jacob still looks fucked up, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
but they have their She's All That-esque makeover, and then they take the train.
And then we
have the end credits, which is literally just somebody holding somebody with a stationary camera and then slowly sliding a piece of paper upwards,
which
I guarantee that it was a piece of paper with everybody's hands, like with everybody's names on it and stuff. I will say, hold on a second, because if you did notice in the credits, the way it was written out, I've been spelling Jacob wrong the whole time. Because according to the end credits, Jacob is spelled J-A-C-A-B.
Jacob.
I don't know if that's a mistake or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the name Jacob spelled like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe they were just implying that his whole family is dumb and uneducated or some shit.
I guess it was just one more thing. Like, but
he doesn't speak.
No, he doesn't have
a single line.
He doesn't have one line. It's all, It's all Billy. Billy's got to carry the movie.
Yeah, and Billy talks quite a bit.
Yep. But then, credit roll, we get more gore shots at the end.
Credit
and then we got more of the dog eating chicken, which is cool. Because, I like to see puppies having a good time. So... And then, of course, we get the fucking the Dumb Dumb Dummy song again.
For some reason,
they put that again. And fuck, that's the goddamn movie.
Wow, there's only like 8 people in this movie.
If that, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you got the 2 killers, 2 cops. And really, that's the random nameless girls and
yeah,
and a couple of guys.
Yeah, I mean, you got the guy who got butt fucked with the fucking poker.
Yeah,
His name is like Alan or some shit. At one point, she does say something because she's like, do something. And he's like, nah, I'm going to keep laying on my back.
I didn't pick up a single person's name in this movie except for Jacob.
Yeah. There you go.
Because Billy, like, Jacob doesn't have the, since he has no dialogue, there's he's not going to say Billy's name.
Yeah, there's no retort. Like, it's just Billy just saying random shit.
But Billy talks so much that he says Jacob quite a bit. So yeah. you're gonna know what Jacob's name is.
You're going to learn Jacob's name. Yes, of course. God. So, yeah, this fucking movie.
This is the first time watch for me. I mean,
you've never seen this
I've
before?
Never seen it.
No. I thought I made you watch this before.
No, I remember you.
I made Phil watch Bill, this. All right, Phil, if you ever listen to this, buddy, here's your shout out.
Yeah.
But yes, I did.
He still talks about this too. This movie to this day.
Every once in a while, we'll bring it up.
Like, going over, watching. They don't cut the grass anymore. Well, this time, if he does ask, I can say yes.
Yeah, you actually can say yes. Oh, God. But yeah, okay, so this is a first time watch for you. Goddamn.
First time, yeah.
Sorry, I guess. I don't really mean that, but like, no, I'm still going to say it because I feel like I'm supposed to.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. No, it's not good. I will say, though, okay, true. It is not good, but goddamn, it can be entertaining.
Yeah.
It is entertaining as fuck. I will say
it was not good, yet I don't see it as I wasted 70 minutes.
No.
I mean, it's only 70 minutes.
It's only 70 minutes, exactly.
You know, we're talking like a lot of shows are 45 minutes long. So
yeah, exactly.
15 more minutes.
And
I 10 more minutes. Or 25, I guess.
But yeah. But like I will say too, it was probably a good idea for you and me to just do this, because if I would have put Amanda through this, she might have quit the show. So
that's possible. I do
have a small bit of worry she might have quit the show. So it's probably possibly. She probably could have, like, had to sit
down and think about her life choices. For yep. Gonna be like, wait, what am I doing?
Yep. You know, like I fucked up somewhere along the way.
Home sweet home. She was like, this was the worst movie I've ever seen, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't blame her for that.
To which I said, oh, really?
Yeah. That's where we talked about Sledgehammer in that episode.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, we did.
I think, tough, man. Like, between the two of them, I don't know which one I say is worse.
Between which two?
Home Sweet Home and this movie.
Oh.
I would probably rather watch They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore.
Just for the entertainment value?
Given the choice, like, okay, you have to watch one of these.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore.
70 minutes, you're in, you're out.
And it's, I think it was more entertaining.
It is entertaining.
It is. Like, the mistake character in that one, that's a whole previous episode, if you want
to check out what we had to say about Haley Steinfeld's uncle.
Like, I wasn't particularly annoyed by anyone as much as some of the people in that.
No,
I found this watchable.
I definitely get it. Yeah, I would say with this one, if you can get past like the elongated scenes of gore,
that's part of like that was kind of entertaining because of like they are very drawn out. But it's sort of like with a budget like this, I'm like, you got to give the guy props.
Yeah, they're like, this is kind of impressive.
For doing what he does. It's not going to say it's like look completely real, but
no,
like low budget, like, movie magic. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's, I'd say it's pretty good.
I mean, this kind of reminds me of if when we were making Baby Games, like that stupid movie we made back in the day, if we would have had a little bit more of a budget, like it could have, like the gore could have been like this level, I would say.
It's not far off from that.
It's not far off from looking homemade as hell. But like I said, like they used like rotisserie chicken as like the innards for pretty much everything, you know, which is why we get the dog eating it and stuff. But I mean, it's a great idea. Like I said, if you can get past like all the gore and just have fun with that too, you know, I would totally say this is worth watching at least once.
Yeah, I mean, the Billy character, I mean, another thing, but he's like the actor version of the special effect in this movie is saying what I'm saying is like as low budget it is as it is. It's all right. Yeah. It's not bad.
I don't mind hanging out with Billy for 70 minutes. Like, he's I'm cool like a, with that. You know, a
country bumpkin psycho killer.
Mm-hmm. With passes. A heart of gold.
He's passable. Yeah. You know what? I think we need to change our ways.
It's time for a change of lifestyle.
I guess, like, they do learn, I suppose, but they never get caught.
No, they never really get caught.
Pay for their actions.
Well, yeah, like I said, the one guy quit, and then the other guy went back to Transylvania. So,
yeah, the two cops.
No more just, cops you know, in town. They were the only cops in town.
They left.
And they just left, yeah. God. But yes, so that is, they don't cut the grass anymore. Actually really curious as to if anybody has actually seen this movie besides us. If you have, definitely let us know what you think of it down below.
Yeah, I can't believe this had like a DVD release. I think it was back in 2004.
Yeah, like yeah, because at the end of the credits, they like talk about like kind of doing a lull. I mean, it's not like a remaster, but like a DVD like a release or something, like a reprint or something.
Like,
yeah.
It's almost shocking that this didn't just turn into some like lost media thing. Like what we were at that show last night.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's good that it's preserved. I mean, I don't think it deserves to be fucking disappeared completely and forgotten about.
No, fuck that. Nothing does have value.
Some sort of value.
I mean, at the very least, you can tell that they're just having fun fucking making it.
Yeah.
Like, they're just this is dicking around, having a good time, just making a absolutely ridiculous movie. So,
right.
But yeah, so like I said, let us know what you think about this if you have seen it. And I suppose until next time, I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
Adios.
Adios.